Hi, my name is Celine Cassé. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry. My research focuses on the discovery of new natural drugs with anti-cancer properties. Now, one of the characteristics of cancer cells is their high proliferation rate, and as such, drugs that inhibit the growth of cells are considered as good anti-cancer agents. Graviola, or guanabana, is a tropical evergreen tree which extracts have shown anti-proliferative activities in a large variety of cancer cells. There are, however, very few studies on the effect of graviola in models of head and neck cancers. So to fill that gap in knowledge, we have investigated the in vitro anti-proliferative effect of graviola leaf extracts on Tom squamous cell carcinoma cell line 25, or SCC25. We collected leaves from a local graviola specimen from which we prepared two types of leaf extract, a pure ethanolic one named EE on the poster and an aqueous one named AE. We then verified that the extracts were suitable for in vitro cell culture experiments by making sure they are filtered for pathogen sterilization and soluble in an aqueous medium. Our results show that the ethanolic extract substantially inhibits the growth of SCC25 cells in vitro, while the aqueous extract shows a modest anti-proliferative activity. This difference in bioactivity is consistent with previous reports that stated that the toxicity of graviola highly depends on the solvent used for extraction. Our hypothesis is that pure ethanol selectively extracts chemical compounds with antiproliferative activity. Among these compounds are the acetogenins, fatty acid-like molecule with a lacton group. The acetogenins have been shown to induce the death in a variety of cancer cells through a mitochondria-mediated pathway. Since the majority of acetogenins are lipophilic, we expect the ethanolic extract to be enriched in acetogenins, which could account for its bioactivity. Other families of organic compounds may also contribute to the ethanolic extract bioactivity. Accordingly, our plan is to assess the comparative phytoprofile of the EE and AE extracts to investigate which family of compounds is overrepresented in the ethanolic extracts and could thus account for the ethanolic extract bioactivity. It is known that cancer cell progression is associated with a transition in the tumor microenvironment. This transition is made possible thanks to a metabolic reprogramming of the cancer cells geared toward an accelerated glycolytic activity. One explanation for which natural products specifically kill cancer cells is their interfering with cancer-specific metabolic pathways. We are presently working on a review article on the molecular mechanisms by which natural drugs do interfere with the glucose metabolism and inhibit the chemical crosstalk between cancer cells and their environment. Thank you.